Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Happy August, everyone. Good morning, hazy West Coast. Good afternoon, hot, steamy East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for piloting this space shuttle. And many thanks to all of you for tuning in. Today, I'll be doing tarot card readings on air all hour. So if you've been struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do, would like additional guidance, clarity, and insight, perhaps you're feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation, we can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Now, before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has the tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. You always have free will. So today I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. In addition, today I'm going to be giving away one copy of the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond, which is a fantastic directory of practitioners of all different metaphysical specialties. Now, while the book features yours truly on page 67, which was such an honor for me to be part of, you also have 49 other amazing psychics, medical intuitives, mediums, numerologists, and so many more. The phone lines, they are now open. The number to call if you'd like to get a reading on air is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. But I always love updates. So, if you have anything that you'd like put in place and you want to call and give an update, please do. So now when I have a guest on, we normally start readings later on in the show, but it's just me today. So I am ready to get started. Got my tarot cards here. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today I'll be using the Rider-Waite deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online to see them. But I will also describe what I'm seeing as well. I love my Rider-Waite deck. I have multiple Rider-Waite decks. I have one deck that I use for my personal readings, one deck I use for events, and also on air. And one deck that I use when I look at energy sources in homes when there's some sort of energy to be detected. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck when we chit-chat. Then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. The non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards slowly until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically literally stick to my fingers, kind of like saying, pick me, pick me. But I always do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Finally, you know, as I said earlier, you always have free will. Ultimately, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. This is just that visual representation of the little voice inside that we're always overruling. We're always saying, okay, in a reading, tell me, little voice, what you've got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. If you're tuning in for the first time, first of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far and using the momentum of their own energy to help make them go farther. This, by doing this, you're using energy effectively. I liken myself to that of a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading like an intuitive jigsaw puzzle, where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way. You can find me at elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a call or click away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed, just to give you that additional guidance and insight just when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site. And in addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. But enough about me. Let's get to you. So why don't we get to our first caller, Claire. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you called. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I guess I could always get some information. I would love some information on my career.
You got it. Well, let's take a look and see what we got. I'm just fanning the cards out. I'm just pulling the three cards on your behalf. And it's saying, nope, you don't have to fan too far down. There's the card for Claire. All right, let's take a look and see what we have here. Okay, so we start with a really interesting card. So we start with the Six of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person riding, is kind of steering a boat, And there's been some turbulence, and you can see that reflected on the bottom right side of the card where he's steering his boat away from. And it's clearly steering towards this beautiful oasis area. So all of that is fantastic because it talks about for your career, things were kind of turbulent, kind of bumpy, but using your own power, you've been making choices and making the decisions that you need to make in order to protect you, your family, your inner child, anyone connected with you, as you actively are steering your boat to calmer waters. All of that is fantastic. However, the one thing about this card is that there are six swords, and what they are doing is they are slowing down the boat, and they are actually blocking the view of the person who's steering the boat to the calmer waters. This kind of talks about that some of the issues that perhaps were there during the turbulent times are coming with you on the journey, and it's making it that much more challenging to kind of see where in the world is all of this leading? Am I going in the right direction? So before I turn over any other card, I do want to say, yes, you're going in the right direction, but secondly, it's okay that you can't see the end result, but just to ask yourself if there's some kind of things that you're holding on to from when things weren't so clear and straightforward that you can just get rid of, because you can just pull those swords up out of the boat, dump them in the ocean, and even one sword released, the boat goes faster and gets able to the destination sooner. Does that resonate?
Yeah, that resonates. That's good to know. I'll definitely make an effort to kind of lighten my load.
You know, I love that. And we'll get to a little bit more about that, but I wanted to get to the other cards right before our break. The something challenging or blocking is the King of Wands. You are super strong, super creative. And there is I love when clients pull kings and queens in those one of the first two positions, because that really does talk to your strength. At the same time, I almost feel like you can be super hard on yourself about trying to come up with all the answers right at the beginning. And instead of kind of enjoying the journey and also recognizing that your journey is completely unique. And so not to compare it to that of anybody else, particularly with your career, because there is such a creative streak in you, and that no matter what you do, you see things completely out of the box. What was the point of you being this way if it wasn't meant for you to truly embrace that? And with the advice card being the Three of Wands, we've got all these wands cards here, and the Three of Wands is this beautiful card of the person looking out to the future landscape, which is yet to be kind of filled in, and really just asking yourself not to feel the need to kind of come up with the end destination, but rather ask yourself what qualities are important to you, what inspires you, and not to fear heading into this new chapter and to really figure a way to release some of that past. I can talk about that a little bit more when we get back, but we're going to take a break. Can you stay and hang tight for me? And we'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break.
Sure thing. I'll wait.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be talking more with Claire and then getting to more readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests.
as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy today and doing readings. So I'm doing three card tarot card readings today, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in getting a reading on air today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So before the break, I was talking with Claire. Claire, are you still with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Excellent. So we were talking about career, and your cards were the Six of Swords crossed with the King of Wands, with the advice being the Three of Wands. So there's almost a feel, first of all, total validation, heading in the right direction. You're definitely using your strength, your power. All of that is fantastic. Ask yourself if there is something that you can just release and let go of. It's almost as if perhaps somebody said something to you, perhaps some kind of thing that you've been carrying with you. Imagine that as if it's in a backpack that you've been carrying around and schlepping these rocks in your backpack. It doesn't matter how they got there. Instead, they're just weighing it down, which is making it that much harder to see that end destination. With that King of Wands, then that makes it so that you might start to doubt that you're heading in the right direction and question your creativity and your strength, which is the exact opposite of what we want you to do, instead just owning it. One thing you may want to consider doing about releasing some of that stuff is think about a person situation, even in a career situation, maybe a job or something, where you kind of engaged in that turbulent feeling inside. And then sit down and take a sheet of paper out and a pen and write a letter to that person and expressing all of the anger, hurt, sadness that you've been feeling, that you've carried with you. I don't care if it's one paragraph or 20 pages. We want to get it all out there. This is just between you and the universe. And so it's not going to anyone. This is, and even though you're addressing it to someone, it actually doesn't have anything to do about that person. This is just for you to release those swords that are kind of slowing down the boat and making it harder to see the ultimate destination. Then at the end, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think a lot of it is just like I've had a stressful, you know, 5 to 7 or 8 years or something. Because I've had kids or what, and, you know, and now they're getting older. And so now I feel like I can make that career change. And I think a lot of it's just like, it's like what you said. It's a lot of just fear that it's going to be harder than I want it to be or whatever. But I think I'm just going to let those go and just kind of, because every now and then I have like kind of mindset of a 20-year-old. So that feels good to me.
I love it. One thing, though, you kept saying the words think. And I think I'm doing this. Cut out the words hoping, wanting, feeling, thinking, just because it's creating a block itself. Words have weight, words have meaning. And you're doing. You're not thinking that you're going forward. You are
going forward. I am really good at doing, yes. I'm just trying to communicate to you.
I love it. I love it. I'm just going to finish up, though, about the releasing, just to consider doing that, because we don't want to take that turbulent part with us on the journey. We want to enjoy this new chapter with that strength. But when you finish your letter, write down, however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and strength. And so for all that, I release you. And then as soon as you finish writing the letter, immediately burn or shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels. We just want to find, as you're doing everything right, we just want to find a way that your brain can ritualizingly see, I don't know if that's a phrase or not, that you are letting the past go. And then watch out, world. Does that make sense?
Yes, that really makes sense.
Excellent. Thank you. So I hope this has been helpful. Please keep us updated.
Oh, thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, we're going to get right to our next caller, Bryn. Bryn, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay. I have a specific question.
You got it.
Part-time, I do artwork, and this lady I know, she's a metaphysician, and she's working on a book, and I've worked with her before, and she's a nice lady, you know, she's good at what she does, and she's working on a book, and she's looking for somebody to do, like, illustrations and cover, you know, like a cover for the book. Now, I said I'd see if I can do something about it, you know, you know, get some ideas. And I'm wondering now, my question is, did I go a little over my head? Is my eyes bigger than my stomach?
You're promising more than you think you can deliver, or you don't feel like you're not confident with your ability to do this?
Yeah, it's like, it's a combination of both. It's not like I promised, you know, the heaven and earth. So I said, you know, let me see what, you know, if I can come up with some ideas. And she was excited by email. We, you know, the good thing is we didn't sign any contract. So, and there's no deadline, you know. So, but I think it's a little combination of two things that you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look and see. You know, I always say, I have no idea if you did the right thing, but hopefully we'll get some guidance from the cards. What I did was I pulled three cards on your behalf. And the first card was actually a repeat card from our last caller, and I love the position that it's in. And it was the King of Wands. And so, as I said with Claire just recently with the last call, I love when clients pull kings and queens, particularly in the position where this card came in. Wands, as I mentioned before, are all about creativity, artistic expression. Kind of Steven Spielberg might be considered the king of the wands. So, first of all, I have no doubt that you have the ability to create that vision. It's more of a question of, you know, is this the same, are you on the same page and all of that, and we can get to all of, and we can work on all of that. Something challenging or blocking you is the Eight of Wands. Now, this is a card about being in the universal flow. And so often what can happen is that when something comes along, such as this opportunity, it's so easy then to kind of all of a sudden emotionally get attached. That's the opportunity that, you know, you put so much weight and energy into that one opportunity rather than to allow for that movement. Maybe it goes well, maybe it doesn't, maybe this leads to something else, maybe it doesn't, but not to say if this doesn't go through, that's it. And I feel like with that being in the block position, there's almost as if you're putting so much weight into this one particular opportunity, when this is just one of so many other opportunities for you to take your creative expression. Again, we've got these wand cards that towards using it almost as your expressive voice. So I feel like that's such a big part of you, is making sure that your creative outlet is your way of vocalizing and expressing your thoughts, expressing your emotions. Not to get so caught up in this is the one if this doesn't happen. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we don't know what, you know, I'm pointing up to the sky saying it's above my pay grade and saying, will this lead to, will this stop, will this go forward? We don't know those answers. And if I did tell you, oh, yes, this is going to be perfect, this is going to happen, it would impact what you would do next. And that's why I don't practice any sort of fortune telling, because it can kind of mess a little bit with free will. But I love where this is all heading, because the advice card was the Sun. This is one of the most positive cards in the tarot. And the Sun card is really about letting your inner child lead the way. If you're getting a feeling of, this is not me, this is not where my adventure is going, then that's potentially a red flag. However, if it's just a feeling of going outside of your comfort zone, then that's fine. You know, unfortunately, in order for us to build muscles, we need to kind of strain the muscles a little bit as well. It'd be great if we could just think our ways to having perfect muscles, but that doesn't happen. The advice is let that inner child come up with what your core needs are. I think right now there's so much that's put into your head that you've got kind of all in your head that makes it that you can rationalize and not listen to some of the more important things that your inner child is saying. We want to get that out of the head and onto a sheet of paper so we can deal with it. I'm going to take a quick break, but then if you can hang on, I'll go into a little bit more in detail about how we can do this, just so that you know, as you go forward, allowing yourself to be in that universal flow without kind of sabotaging your own progress. So hang tight, Bryn. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Did you know what you learned in school was wrong, and there is actually a fourth phase of water beyond liquid, vapor, and ice? I know. I too was shocked when I learned this. What makes this new discovery so exciting? In scientific terms, this cutting-edge research explains the energetic potency of water. In practical terms, this missing link of water is now breaking open the floodgates for us to have a more complete understanding of our health, our weather, and the physics of our world. Join researcher, award-winning presenter, and author Professor Gerald Pollack of the University of Washington as he shares new scientific insights about how this fourth phase of water, the sun's energy, and geomagnetism affect our planet and how this affects you at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Saturday, August 5th at 7 p.m. For more information or to register, go to eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session or phone or Skype reading worldwide, or inquire about an event, doing readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website at EliteTarot.com. Right before the break, I was talking with Bryn. Bryn, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Excellent. So we were talking about how do you allow yourself to sort of go with the universe movement and allow for that, and yet at the same time hold true to your own vision, your own sense of expression, and not overthink something or sabotage efforts going forward. And your reading was the King of Wands crossed with the Eight of Wands, and then the Sun card being the advice card. One of the things that you may want to consider doing is writing down on a sheet of paper, because I believe of so much stuff that can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil, and write down on paper a bullet point list of what your core non-negotiables are about using your business going forward. What is it that you need, but without specifics? So having an assignment with the Acme Elevator Company may be fantastic, but at the same time, when you put specifics down on your list, it actually ties the hands of the universe from being able to exceed your expectations. When you write down your list, note what may be a surprise, because maybe what you think is the most important thing, maybe for whatever reason, your hand does not write that down. Or maybe something that you didn't think was that important, your hand writes that down first. With the Sun card being in the advice position, this is really about going back to when you were 8, when you were 10, and imagining then what your inner child, what you would like when you were 8 or 10, and what was important to you in terms of your self-expression. Because now as an adult, you're taking all of that and you're putting that into a profession and making that going forward. And so we want to be consistent with some of those needs. Again, when they're not written down, that's when we can kind of second guess ourselves, halt the movement, but you also then know when they're written down what red flags there are. So then you can look at your current situation and say, are there any red flags that I need to address from a place of strength, instead of feeling almost kind of powerless to another person or another situation's request of you? Does that resonate? Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that's very detailed, I think. Yeah.
Excellent. Definitely. Yeah, you know, because the thing that... Oh, go ahead.
No, thank you so much. I just wanted to...
Oh, my pleasure. The thing that I want you to just keep in mind, because that King of Wands came up in the core position, and with the Eight of Wands, particularly in the cross, in the Eight of Wands, you've got eight wands flying through the air. The thing is that there's no people necessarily associated with that, and we don't know which of the wands are flying up and which of the wands are flying down. And so the key is really to picture yourself kind of being like a piece of paper in the wind of the universe, recognizing that in your career, some of your ideas are going to soar to new heights, and others may that you think have potential, they may not. And since you don't know which is which, the key is just to bless all movement, but without that attachment. Instead, stay attached to that inner child spirit, those core needs that you need. And then, as I always say, look for open doors, but honor each and every red flag you see.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated. I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you so much for your time.
And if you want to hold, I can give you a book of the top 50 psychics and mediums in the United States.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. So hang on, and Benny will get your information. So we've got one phone line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So while Benny's getting that information, I thought I would talk a little bit about scary cards, or rather tarot cards that look pretty darn scary. And whenever people hear that I do tarot, they're so quick to point out the scary looking cards. And they usually express fear that one of those cards is going to come up in a reading. And I totally understand that, because there are some scary looking cards. Even if you know that the scary looking cards are actually some of the most positive, it can still rattle you when those cards show up in a reading. And now, this is so not limited just to people who are new to tarot, because this is a little bit embarrassing, but I remember having lunch with a friend of mine who was showing me a new app for tarot card readings. And she said to me, I'm going to pick a card for you based on this app. So she hits the button, and sure enough, out pops the death card. And she looked at me a little cautiously, and I quickly reassured her, the death card is not a scary card. It just means change. In fact, it's actually a positive card. And she seemed very relieved. We went about our lunch. However, later I was expressing to friends with such anxiety, it's like, oh no, she pulled the death card for me. What does this mean? Now, this is coming from someone who's a professional tarot card reader, and on a daily basis, I'm telling people that this is anything but a scary card, yet when it comes up for me, suddenly it seems a little scary, so I get it. But that being said, the death card, which is really not about anything scary. In fact, the death card has nothing to do with death. Absolutely nothing. It does, however, deal completely with change. Now, if you think about it, when things are changing around you, it can feel like a little bit of a death. Even if the change is a positive one, it still means that one door is now possibly forever closed. In the death card, you see change in the form of death riding a horse through a town. It is so easy to put all your attention and focus on this image with its eerie look and its dominance of the card. I mean, come on. If you look up the death card, you see this guy riding the horse pretty much fills up the entire card. How can you not focus on it? It just dominates it. However, change happens despite our actions so often, and there is so much about change that is outside of our control. We choose, however, whether or not we put attention and energy into that which is outside of our power or that which is in our power. Now, right now, there's a wall right next to me, and I'm putting my hand against the wall trying to get it to move. Now, the more I engage my muscles, the more my brain gets the message that I'm actually doing something to move that wall. But that being said, all I'm doing is I'm hurting my arm in the process. If I want to move further away from the wall, I have power over whether or not I choose to move my chair. Sometimes this action seems almost so easy, almost too easy. And therefore, we disregard it in favor of putting our energy towards just moving the wall with sheer brute force. To simply move the chair expends far less energy and gets me the result that I want, but is actually not my first choice, which would be to push against the wall with gusto and determination. Ultimately, however, pushing against a wall, while understandable, can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, so it's not the most effective use of energy. So what does this have to do with the death card? While change is riding through the town on the horse carrying a large flag with a rose on it, I choose to place my attention to the four individuals shown on the card that are facing change. On the far left of the card is a man lying dead under the horse. Then going clockwise, there's a bishop begging and pleading with change. Continuing clockwise, there's a teenager turned away in total denial. And then finally clockwise is a young boy calmly facing change. These four individuals represent four different approaches of how to deal with change using your power. You can choose to play dead, which would mean something along the lines of, fine, go do your change. I guess my wants are not important. Another option is to beg change not to occur, which would look like, I need another few days, another few months before I'm ready to engage in this change. I don't think I can handle this change right now. Another option is to entirely deny change is even taking place. This would look like something like, I don't see any change. Everything is fine. Everything's the same. And finally, the last option is to stay as present as possible, represented by the young boy calmly facing change straight on with the intent of saying, what do I need to know to ride this time of change through? This is ideally the healthiest choice to make, but on a daily and even hourly basis, we alternate amongst all four of these options. I'm going to take another of my last quick break. When we come back, I'll finish this up. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, "However, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you." After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
You've been listening to Mainstream.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Right before the break, I was talking about some of those scary looking cards that really are not scary at all, but they can seem certainly scary. The card I was talking about was the Death card. And so often this card, which has nothing to do with death and everything to do with change, we tend to put our attention on the actual image of change riding through the town, rather than the four individuals facing change that surround it, because those are in your power. The healthiest and optimal place is during times of change is just to be as present as possible. As I said before, asking what you need to know and ask others what you need to know to ride this time of change through, knowing that it's going to be different for everyone. You know, the Death card is, it's gray in color, which is apt because times of change are always a little murky in that they're unknown. But change has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And the end of change is represented in the far right side of the Death card, where you see the beginnings of a beautiful sunrise. When the Death card shows up in a reading, I place importance on the position of the card because each position I give its own intent in a reading. Perhaps this card was the root cause representing where we're at now as a result of all the change that's taking place. Maybe it's a card with the intent of something coming down the pike with our own organic energy that we're putting forth to the universe. Maybe it's represented as advice or how we see ourselves. Each of these intents would create slightly different interpretations, all the while using intuition to help shed light on this time of change. What's kind of interesting is that whenever I have a client come into my office who says that they've been dealing with so much change and so they're prepared, fully prepared for some of these scary looking cards, such as the Death card, to appear, they almost never do. And the reason is actually something positive in that they're well aware that they're in the midst of change. So they're just trying to tap into their own intuition to find ways to access joy and develop a navigation system as they ride out the time of change. They've moved past the point of needing to embrace change itself, and yet they're still waiting for that Death card to show up. Now, you know, sometimes this Death card does not just show up for negative changes taking place externally or internally. It can come up during times of amazing and wonderful change, such as a new school, a new job. It's still change, and change represents a lot of unknown. Even positive changes can be unsettling in how to embrace them and what they mean as part of your overall journey and your identity. You may have heard the phrase, "This is a good problem to have." And while, yes, good problems are better than bad problems, it's still a challenge. There's nothing ominous about this card from my perspective, particularly as I look at tarot, as I said, solely as an extension of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side, wanting you to be happy, wanting you to succeed. Every tarot practitioner, however, is going to have a different philosophy and a different approach. And so if you're concerned about the death card, you can always ask a reader what their philosophy is on that and other scary cards. And if they're not willing to share with you their philosophy and approach, that would be a red flag to me. But, you know, the death card is just one of, unfortunately, quite a few of those scary looking cards. Another scary looking card that we have is the Tower card. Now, the Tower card is card number 15, and it's super ominous looking when it appears in the reading. Everybody kind of gulps. But just like the death card, it is not a scary card, even though it sure looks that way. Remember, a reading should only provide guidance, clarity, and insight. So if the Tower card comes up, it's just providing a tool for you to embrace a situation going on from one of power and strength. So in the Tower card, the sky is pitch black, except for a few storm clouds hovering above. A giant bolt of lightning has come down from the sky, hitting a tall gray tower. The effect of this lightning bolt is threefold. First, it topples over a beautiful gold crown that's rested above a tower. Second, it sets an entire tower on fire and uproots the structure in irreparable ways. And finally, the fire and uprooted building have caused two individuals to be ejected from the tower. And as they fall into the darkness below, we cannot see how far they're falling. And they have the looks of terror on their faces. So yes, this is definitely a shocking looking card when it comes up. But if you look at it in pieces, it's really not that frightening. Lightning strikes the tower, which sends the crown to the ground. Even if the shift is for something positive, such as graduation or promotion, it can still be a shock when a feeling of comfort and perhaps even mastery is now suddenly taken away. You may be fantastic at your job, yet when you're promoted, no one knows who you are, you're having to learn new things, and can't easily rest on the laurels of past success. And so, clearly, this can be a shock. Finally, you know, you've got the two individuals who are plunged from the tower and are understandably freaked out. I look at this as the two individuals as the two parts of self, right brain, left brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. At the time of the shift, they have no idea if they're falling 4 inches or into a bottomless pit. Are they falling into a pile of marshmallows and money, or are they falling into the jaws of a snarling lion? We can't see the depth and the breadth of the fall, so we feel the angst just along with the two energies. And so when there is time of change, recognize that it's normal to feel uncertain. It's normal to feel unsettled. However, this is also a card of liberation. And so in this card, this tower, it's gray. It's only got a few windows. It doesn't really have a door. But yet it was the known. As the two energies fall from the tower, we can see this as the destruction of the past or a chance to liberate and create a new future. The feelings, however, are going to be about the same regardless. There's so much more that I'd love to talk about with the Tower card, as well as some of the other scary looking cards. But alas, it's the end of the show. Perhaps next week, if I do, I'll be able to talk a little bit more about some of those scary cards in more depth. I can't believe the hour's up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you one and all for tuning in. As always, this is such a blessing. I'm so grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness. as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.